Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. According to the updates that are sent out periodically, the people that are at higher risk of getting sick from the COVID-19 virus are older adults and people who have serious chronic medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, lung diseases, cancer, blood disorders, and other conditions which decrease their immune systems. Public health nurse Katie Russell talks about what you can do to help prevent contracting the COVID-19 virus.
Currently, the risk of contracting COVID-19 in Central Oregon is considered low, and there have been no reported cases. Since there is currently no vaccine to prevent COVID-19, the best way to prevent illness and stay healthy is to follow these everyday precautions and avoid being exposed to this virus. Number one, wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Always wash hands with soap and water if your hands are visibly dirty. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue, then throw the tissue in the trash and wash your hands. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects and surfaces using a regular household cleaning spray or wipe. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you notice someone around you cough, try to move at least 6 feet away from them. And finally, if you are sick, please stay home until your symptoms go away.
They want you to help protect elders by staying home if you have a cough, fever, or other respiratory symptoms. Also, consider avoiding large public gatherings if you are a person at higher risk. The Warm Springs Branch of Natural Resources is doing a routine review of the Integrated Resource Management Plan. Currently, they are inviting the community to participate in a survey to allow for input. The purpose of the survey is to document tribal members' priorities, preferences, and concerns regarding the management of the tribe's natural resources. You can find the link to the online survey in today's news posted at kwso.org. Former tribal attorney Dennis Carnaugh passed away on Monday, March 9th at the age of 77. He joined the Central Oregon law firm of McKay, Panner, Johnson & Marco in 1967, and almost as soon as he arrived at the firm, Mr. Carnaugh began working as attorney for the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, carrying on the firm's work with the tribes that began in 1955. Besides his work with the tribes, he was a fellow of the American Bar Association, House of Delegates of the Oregon State Bar, and has also chaired several committees, including the General Practice Section, Unauthorized Practice Committee, and Task Force on the Disciplinary System. The tribal flag is flown at half-mast this week, a testimony to the standing of Mr. Carnaugh among the tribal organization. For non-members, this honor has been given, in recent decades at least, only to the late Governor Vic Atiyah. The Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs has been asked by the United States Census Bureau to be the location for the first count in the state of Oregon for the 2020 decennial census tomorrow, the first day the 2020 census can be completed online. George Aguilar Sr. will complete the first count for the 2020 census for Oregon at his home. A 2020 census kickoff event will follow at the agency longhouse starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and ECE mini powwow will be held at 10 a.m., and lunch will be served at 11. The community is invited to the festivities. Census data directly impacts how the federal government allocates more than $675 billion every year for programs and services vital for tribal communities like Medicaid, social services, housing, public safety, veteran services, emergency preparedness, education, school lunches, and more. Oregon will be required to steeply reduce its greenhouse gas emissions under an executive order that Governor Kate Brown signed yesterday. The order requires state agencies take a wide range of actions, including cutting carbon pollution from industry and requiring cleaner burning automotive fuel. Brown issued the order after Republicans walked away from the 2020 legislative session that killed a sweeping bill that would have required companies around the state to reduce their emissions.
Significant change doesn't have to take the form of a single step. It can happen when several actions add up. and that's what I'm doing today.
Brown's order is likely to face legal challenges from industrial opponents. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.